You now have the power to fix a state agency,
yes.
One that we typically complain about, maybe not the most anymore, but at one time it was the most complained about state agency in the state.
Yes, was.
The Department of Motor Vehicle.
Right.
In the studio right now is the DMV Commissioner, Tony Guerrero. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, how much, let me give you the number, then you could call in whatever issue you had, and Tony's here and his guy's here, and
yep.
They're making notes, and they're going to make this better.
Exactly.
It keeps getting better, but they're going to make it even better.
Going to fix things.
203-882-9757. How much of it do you think, when there's an issue, is the DMV, and how much is it the AJs of the world coming unprepared?
I was waiting for that one. I think it's, it could be a little of both. Let's be honest, right? I think we've come a long way. I think when COVID hit, that really transformed the DMV into a totally different agency.
Yeah, you had to figure out how to do it remotely.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
Were you the commissioner then?
I was the deputy commissioner then.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you.
And what happened to the commissioner? They were like, I am out of here.
Well, yeah. AJ, I got to be quite honest with
you. I'm Chaz.
I'm sorry.
That's AJ. That's all right.
When we were there, we looked at each other and like, we're on our own here.
Right.
We have to figure this out. We have to open up this agency. We have to keep conducting registrations and licenses. People need their cars. They got to get to work. They need their licenses. It was a scary moment at that time. But we were able to do it. You know, the governor, tremendous individual that gave us the resources to do what we had to do. And I will say this, guys. The governor, when he was elected, stated that the one thing he wanted to see is to change the atmosphere and the culture at the DMV for the people of the state of Connecticut.
Right.
And he gave us the resources to do that. He really did.
So what are the complaints now?
I think some of the complaints that we're seeing is that, how can insurance compliance is the number one issue that we're seeing. You're probably asking, what does that mean, insurance compliance?
Yeah, that's what you read my mind.
So let's put it this way. Say you guys all of a sudden decide that you want to leave your car in the driveway, but take the insurance off.
Oh.
All right? Because you don't use it anymore. All right? We don't know that as an agency. So we get a letter from the insurance companies now saying that you've dropped the insurance. You're not in compliance in regards to having a registered motor vehicle that has insurance on it. That is the number one issue.
So then what, you cancel the registration?
You want to register it. We say, nope, you're out of compliance.
Right.
There's a fee of, say, $150 because you have to get it back on the books again. And you say to me, well, I wasn't using the vehicle.
Right.
But, sometimes I think the public doesn't quite understand. We don't know if you're using that vehicle.
Right, right, right.
We really don't. I know it's sitting in your driveway, but technically, if it's registered, you have to have insurance.
The other thing, too, is the DMV doesn't come up with these stupid rules.
Well,
I mean, you follow the rules.
Yeah,
we have to.
They do it in Hartford. Right. They come up with this stuff like the emissions.
Right.
You're right. Chaz, that's a federal, and those are federal and state laws that we're obligated.
How many cars are failing emissions?
It's
not a lot. It's just isn't it like a money grab?
I mean, we're
don't talk about that.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
You crack me up. Yeah. Really do, Chaz.
All right, we're just guys over here talking, but we know what that is. Come on.
But
just take the money and don't make me go to the appointment.
But think about it, all right? Because I think we're about the same age. Maybe I'm a little older, all right?
Yeah.
But it's funny because I run at night and I walk at night. And I remember there was a car, 1970 Thunderbird.
Mm.
The guy's starting it up.
Yeah.
I could smell the fumes from here to the car that's parked in the
parking lot.
They run rich.
That's it.
Yeah.
Today, you don't have that.
Right.
Through the feds.
So why are we
EPAs,
doing this?
Just in case for those older cars that are doing it.
Do we make the older cars do something?
Yeah. They have to comply with it. They have to fix whatever it is on it. But if it's over 20 years old,
no.
You don't have to go in front of us anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your family doesn't go for inspections.
Yeah. Let's go to
emissions, rather.
Mike in Waterbury.
Hey.
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 How are you?
Good.
Good, I don't.
I wanted to know when you guys are going to increase the luxury tax to go with the market value of the vehicles. Almost every vehicle is over $50,000 now, so you're getting nailed for every vehicle you buy.
What I don't understand the question.
there's a luxury tax when you buy a car, anything over $50,000, you have to pay it. You got to pay a luxury tax when you register your car.
Wow.
Is that a DMV question?
And now it's every like, car is over
I see what he's saying. The luxury, so this isn't your thing as commissioner. When you were a state legislator, we would talk to you about that, but now you're the commissioner of DMV. You don't get involved in that. But that's a good point to bring up to the legislature that you should raise that number because, like, everything is 50 grand or more now. It's not really a luxury.
It isn't, and that's what I'm saying. And I understand what Mike is saying there, but then that's a legislative proposal that has to go through the Senate and through the House and then for a
governor's sign. What are the chances of that?
You know.
Yeah, who knows?
Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go
We're not going to go there.
I like this guy. All right.
Can you start the ball rolling?
Well, I'm going to write it down to talk to a legislator about.
Yes. That's their department.
All right. So we're all taking notes here.
Right.
So this is something that I'm going to bring up to a legislator.
And I was we'll just see. Scribbling down lunch.
So it's 50 grand. Should be increased.
Increased,
okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
All right. If you have any gripes with the DMV, now's the time. Don't do it after he leaves.
Right. Yeah, because it's
right
too
now,
late
he's
then,
right here.
This is your chance right here.
They're here. They're making notes.
Right.
They want to help you.
And Chaz and AJ, I want you guys to really look at this, too, if you don't. I really want to put things in perspective here. You know, when we first got there, guys, I'm telling you, when I sat in that chair, at 7 a.m. I would get in the office. And the line of people, I kid you not, was at the front door all the way to the parking lot.
They get there early, right? Yeah. Like and concert tickets.
It is. And guys, what I'm trying to tell you look at the face of the employees, they're like, oh my God.
Right.
We're going to get in here.
No break here.
Someone's going to have the wrong paperwork, whatever it is. They're
right. And I'm the bad
out,
guy.
Right.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm never going to get out at 5 o'clock because we got to take care of all those individuals.
Yeah.
Right. So I got to pick up my child, or they have a sporting event.
They got a life, too.
It was awful on both ends. The appointment system changed the morale for
no line
customers.
Anymore.
That's good.
You can come in. You have an appointment. You're usually in within 10, 15 minutes. You're gone.
Yeah.
And start your day again.
Yeah. I re-register my car online.
I
never even walk in there now.
Yep.
So,
more convenient.
203-882-9757. If you have a suggestion for the DMV, Anne in Rocky Hill.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning. Good morning. I just wanted to say, first off, that I really appreciate how easy it is to do things online these days. I have two children, and I was able to schedule both of their driving tests through their driving schools, and it was super convenient. I was just wondering if anything else is planned to be moved online.
Oh, thank. Is it okay to talk?
Yeah,
yeah. No, thank you for that compliment. And yes, we are looking to put more and more things online. Right now, we're doing boat renewals online. The object is to try to get as much as possible online. With that said, though, we do have a part of the marketplace that a lot of people don't have a computer. They don't know how. They don't feel comfortable doing transactions online.
AJ had to have his hand held.
I did.
But he actually needed to be guided through the system.
Yes, and they guided.
So that's something. Like it didn't say confirm, or it didn't have it big enough.
Right. Yeah, I didn't see the confirm.
So
the confirm
button needs to be bigger.
Chaz,
right.
Well, guess what?
What?
Because we were listening to this, and I know
they're laughing,
and I know you guys were all over AJ on this. I know that, but. We did look at it, and we're like, you know, he didn't go through completely to hit confirm.
Right.
That has changed now.
Look at that.
They have an idiot button now. Look here.
And again, like anything, you have these focus groups. You look at it.
Right.
And again, it all depends on the age group, the demographics.
The age
group.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's
you know, when you got a kid that's 30 years old, they know all this.
Yeah,
as we get older, sometimes we may miss this. We've got a senior population that won't even look at sometimes a computer. So no,
right. They don't even want to go online.
And what we're doing is now we're going out to municipalities, to our seniors, to senior centers, saying, listen, you want an ID? You want to renew your license? Let us do it for you. Instead of you coming to us, we're coming to you.
Nice.
Yeah, some of those people, we don't want to have driver's licenses and stuff. You know that.
Right. And they have like 15
and that's
my father sideswiped a car and it was like, Dad,
right?
It's over.
Dad, whose mirror is this?
It's over.
Whose mirror is this?
Where did that paint come from?
Right. Why is it yellow inside your blue car?
And Chaz, that's a good point, though. It really is, because I think those are conversations as kids and parents that you have to have a serious conversation. When is it time to talk to the parents and say, it's not, your time is done in regards to driving a vehicle.
And that's individual. I've met 87-year-olds who are sharper than, sharp as a tack.
Yep.
But then you meet someone who's, 70s.
Isn't that cool?
Maybe you should hang it up. DMV Commissioner Tony Guerrero in studio taking your calls. You have any suggestions, now's the time to get them in. Trucker Steve.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Glad that the DMV officer's on. Hey, DMV Commissioner, question, why is the IRP only have a certain amount of hours and it takes you, like, over a month sometimes to register a truck or a tractor trailer truck? Why can't it be easier? And, and then when you call the IRP office, they have attitudes when you ask them questions.
What's
it
IRP?
Seems like they're wasting their time.
IRP.
International, it's for, like, international plates that go over state, out of state.
Oh, no.
It's for truckers. Yeah. It's for trucks to go out of state. It's
interstate.
International.
Interstate.
Interstate.
Registration trucking. Something like that.
Interstate.
Interstate registration program.
There you go. See?
That's
it.
Yes.
And thank you for that question, Steve. And
I know it's been a lot better. It used to take you 3 months to register a truck. Now it's about a month.
Getting closer.
Still, I mean.
That's going in the right direction.
Yes.
And
a lot of stuff online still with the IRP, because I dissolved my business and it was still like a tooth and nail trying to figure out what to do and stuff like that. And they just give you a hard time.
So, Steve, if we could boil your question down, what is it exactly you wanted to know?
Just have the IRP run better,
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold because this question is going to go on until 10.
Right.
All right. I got you, Steve. You want that a little bit
tightened
more organized.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Commissioner, what do you think?
Sure. And thank you for that question. And you're absolutely right. Probably like 6 months, a year ago, the IRP still wasn't open. Business wasn't open. We've changed that now, Steve, which is a good thing. It's open now, I believe, 3 to 4 days a week. You can come in at any time. Really, and just get it done. But what more importantly, we are moving to do a portal system where you can register it online like we do with the vehicles, a regular vehicle.
Yeah.
So we're working towards that. We hope within probably the next 6 months to a year, that portal will be operational. But again, we understand what you're saying. And that's if you ever need to come to the DMV to do that, you don't need an appointment. Although they may say that has changed. Yeah. You can show up, get it done, because we understand, especially with truckers and businesses, you got to get your products moving
all
the time.
Oh, that's good news.
Nice.
Michael and Shelton.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
I had a question for the commissioner. Cars over 20 years old, you register in Connecticut, you can't get a title. What's up with that?
Thank you, Michael, for that question. Basically, you don't need a title anymore. You can get a title, but a vehicle that's over 20 years old doesn't require a title anymore. It's just the back of the registration. If you want to sell it, sign it over, it's a done deal.
Like the old days.
But if you do want one, we can order one for you at a fee.
I'll pay it.
Okay, nice. Has this been an issue for you?
I was told reach out to the commissioner. I didn't have anything except an email. I haven't gotten an email back. I haven't been spamming you, but I couldn't figure out how to get a title. Fine. I have it registered. I just want a title, piece of paper saying I own it.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
They want your phone number.
Yeah.
For good reasons.
Yes. Where is this guy?
Not going to track you down in the middle of the night.
Where is this guy?
Ken, you have a question about a motorcycle.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you. So, Commissioner, back in during the pandemic, I renewed my driver's license. And when I got it didn't have my motorcycle endorsement. And with all the great technology that DMV has been putting out, I did call to find out what I had to do, and they said I had to go to DMV. Of course, it was during pandemic. So I was wondering, why couldn't – it turned out – I'm sorry. Let me go back a little bit further. It turned out that DMV took off the endorsement back in 2014. So here we are 10 years later. Why – how can I get that done? Is there any way to get it done through the mail?
Well, so,
or why can't it be done through the mail?
So I'm sorry, what was your first name?
It's Ken.
Ken, so in 2014, you noticed that the endorsement was off of it, or did you,
no,
you just noticed it?
No, in 2020, I noticed it.
You noticed
That's
it.
That's when I renewed it.
Okay.
And I renewed it at the place here in locally, the DMV place in ShopRite Shopping Center.
Okay. Is there a way for him to get the endorsement back without taking the motorcycle test again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
Absolutely. Because if that's on us, then yes, we owe you that endorsement. So what we'll do is we'll take your number down.
Okay.
And we'll give you a call.
All right.
All right. Hold on.
Nice. Getting things done.
Yeah. But if you have a question or a suggestion as to what can make the DMV as a whole run better, that would be very helpful, because
yeah,
that would affect all of us.
I just had that one thing, that I had, the first problem that I had was that I couldn't find where the title thing is. Apparently, you have to go to registration to get your private title, because I kept going where it said title, and it was for dealerships, and that was throwing me off, because I'm like, I'm not a dealership.
All right, then somebody called and told you
right
to go to what?
Registration, and then the title's in there, so we make that a little clearer, you know, like registration / title would be cool.
Okay. That's a good point.
And when we look at this, too, you're right. Because, you know, again, I didn't come from DMV land,
right?
And it's sometimes it's when people look at it from within the agency, we have to understand you need to have people looking from outside.
Just picture my face. Confused.
Right. Understanding.
He should be your test monkey. Right. Like, when you set something up on the web, you should say, let's see if AJ can get his way through this. And if he can get through.
Don't think I'm not going to want a reward. I usually get a cookie.
Here's a cookie.
Right.
Here's a cookie. How nutty was it when you got in there and started looking around? You must have been like, oh,
what the
man.
Hell did I do?
Yeah.
This is a lot. Thanks a lot, Governor.
The commissioner and I walked through that agency floor by floor, room by room, and I'll tell you, we made some significant changes. We really have. Great people. I'm
back when
that.
They were always in a bad mood, I understood, because they had, you know, miles and miles of people coming in with the wrong paper.
Yep.
Or I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's like the fifth or sixth one.
The good one was they look up the property tax and like, you didn't pay your taxes. You got to. I was like, oh, God.
You're
I work for a living.
Right.
Just waited in line for 2 hours.
Right.
Exactly.
Now I got to go to City Hall.
Yep.
They're going to treat me wrong.
This
then
is
I got to come
wanted.
Back here.
And guys, think about that. You're right, Chaz. But these are laws that are put on the books that we have to abide by.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't pay your property tax. That means I can't give you a reg.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But to your point, though, Chaz, I think it's I want to be clear what we're also doing in the future here. Is our goal is to make sure when you come in that you have a successful transaction. So the appointment system that we put up has been very good. But we're looking also in the future, very soon, that you'll be able to download documents, take pictures of it, to make sure that that is the right document. Nothing's more frustrating that you come in and you have the wrong document, and then you have to come back again.
All right.
So you send it in. We tell you, good to go when you come in. And you're done.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
This red star on your license that you can get?
Yeah.
What is up with this?
That is called the Real ID, Chaz. And what that is by May of 2025, if you want to travel domestically, throughout the United States, you have to show that as identification to get on an airplane.
Oh, wow.
All right. If you don't have it, now, granted, you could use a passport.
Get ride the wing.
you can use your passport, but if you don't have a passport, you're not getting on that plane.
Holy cow. All right, so my license doesn't expire until 2026, and I do not have a red star. So I'm going to have to carry my passport with me, unless I want to go in.
Unless you want to go in, right. And it's $12 for every year that you want to put your license, whether it's 2, 4, 6, or 8 years.
Oh, you could do 8.
You could do 8.
I got a red marker in me.
It's a yellow marker. I'm sorry. It's a yellow marker,
Yellow star up in the corner. Yellow star, okay.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, you do?
Look at you.
Oh, I have a yellow star.
Yay!
There you go.
I have the red heart for organ donor.
Right.
I got the yellow star.
I got the blue clover. So
in the upper right-hand corner, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, look at that. I
got nothing.
I also, on my license, I have the worst photo of any driver's license.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Look at me and look at this picture.
That's pretty bad, right?
That's pretty bad, don't you think?
You could have done better there, pal.
That's when you know, when he says you could have done better.
Yeah. I look lopsided.
Not good. It's bad.
Yeah.
I look like I was arrested for using a squirt gun like a real pistol.
Wow. So you're like,
AJ?
Let me see your picture. The worst hairdo, first of all. And I look.
You look okay.
I look S faced.
That's not bad.
Which is good. If I get pulled over, like, no, I guess he always looks like this. You can go.
Yeah, you can go.
It looks the same.
Hold on, Phil wants to show you his driver's license picture.
Right
there, we go.
Wow, America's most wanted. Wow.
Oh wow,
that's bad.
Oh, this is a mugshot.
That's bad.
Yep. That's a mugshot.
Well, they yelled at me. I had like a little smile. They're like, no, you can't smile.
Where's your little numbers on these?
Oh, that total mugshot.
Yeah, that total mugshot. Well, that's bank surveillance photo.
Me, it's before I decided to do the preemptive balding.
Gotcha.
And I still had the hair. Like I'm struggling, thinking I still have hair.
Right.
And it's like all spotty and gross, and I'm like pasty white because my birthday's in January.
Right.
It's like it's all bad.
Right.
All right. So
when the cop hands back, he goes, "I'm sorry." Sorry.
Bob in Cheshire, what's your question?
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
You know, about 30 years ago, you used to be able to get a used car and go down to motor vehicle and get in and get out within, you know, a day or whatever. But I find with the appointment system is great. But if I get a new used car for one of my kids and I want to go down and get the stuff done right away, I got to wait for an appointment for 2 or 3 weeks. Don't you think over the last 40 years, we've cut down the number of locations we have? That if we had more people, like you said, the employees come in, the lines around the building, and they're going, how am I going to get out of here? Maybe we've reduced it too much, and we have more people, and we need more locations to be able to handle the volume.
Well, you know, let's look at that. You know, we have a lot of people saying that we need to cut state government sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do? You try to balance it in a way that still represents the people of the state of Connecticut, and also that we're not overspending and so forth. So we did. You're absolutely right. We did reduce some of those branches and so forth.
Yeah.
But what we did is we did go out to the public and merge with some of our sister agencies, such as Nutmeg Credit Union.
Okay.
All right. AAA.
Yep.
And also what we're starting to do is they do licensing, but we're going to allow them to start doing registrations also.
Nice.
And the appointment system is good. And to your point that you need an appointment, you have to go on because everybody was screaming that, why do I have to wait for hours? I'd rather come in 10 minutes and leave 10 minutes. But I want to be clear on this. And if it's one thing I leave on the show, I want everyone to hear this, is that if there's something out there that's an emergency and you need to get something done, go to the branch, talk to them. They will bring you in. You may have to wait a little bit because you don't have an appointment.
Right.
But we'll be honest with you. We'll say, listen, Chaz, you don't have an appointment. I know you need your car registered. You're going to have to wait a little bit, but we'll get you in, or we'll make an appointment for you, whatever one you'd like to do.
Nice.
Okay. That works.
Well,
fair enough.
I'll tell you, I went down there one day, and I tried to talk to the guy because I had no idea I needed an appointment, and they didn't want to hear nothing. They were very rude.
Oh, they probably just got done dealing with AJ.
Right, right. Had an effect on people. Were they shaking their head a lot, muttering, what an idiot, what an idiot, what an idiot?
It's like, how many morons can we get through the line in one day?
Did they reach for a flask and all of a sudden took a shot of whiskey? Then that means I was there.
Yeah. If we could publicize the process and stuff, because a lot of people don't do it in, you know, any 5-6 years. I had no idea I needed an appointment. The communication wasn't really great to get it out.
Well, this is why he's on the show
right
now.
Exactly.
And you're right. But we also want to make sure that we do like the appointment system because we don't want to back these things back up again where people are waiting 2-3 hours.
You reminded me of something I totally forgot about.
What's
when you had an appointment at the DMV, you like if they opened up at 9, you were in line at 7.
Yeah.
Just because you thought, I'll be the first one in, at least I can have the rest of my day.
Everyone else had the same thought.
And you would just, there would be this line.
Yep.
And it goes down the block.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was one guy we talked to, he was a professional line holder.
That's
right. He would go and sit at 6.
Right.
And then people would show up at 8 or whatever, and they would swap places.
Right.
No line anymore.
And that was the number one complaint. It really was, guys.
Yeah.
So, it was ridiculous, yeah.
And no system is going to be perfect.
No.
But we felt as though if you can have an appointment so you can get on with your day, go home, go back to work, go see your kid's soccer game, an event, no one should wait in line 3 or 4 hours. Do you know what I mean? That's a long time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Really.
No, thank you for having me.
It means a lot. You helped a lot of people. There's a lot of calls here. Maybe we can grab some of their numbers and you guys can leave with them and help them out.
Without a doubt.
Awesome. Thank you very much. DMV Commissioner Tony Guerrero.